This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Walton Family Foundation is adding to the chorus of organizations supporting DACA, the program ending in 6 months that allows undocumented children and young adults to remain and work in the United States. It applies to those who were brought to the U.S. without documentation when they were children. The Trump administration announced the eventual end of the program earlier this week. A statement released by the Walton Family Foundation includes the passage, "Every child deserves a real chance to succeed, no matter where they are from." This belief guides our work at the Walton Family Foundation. The program was initiated by an executive order from President Obama several years ago. Meanwhile, in a statement, Arkansas 2nd District U.S. Representative French Hill is supporting the end of DACA. He says he approves the reining in of what he calls an overreach of executive authority. Without specifics on the fate of the 10,000 so-called dreamers in Arkansas, Representative Hill says he does want the immigration system to be compassionately fixed. A distinguished professor at the University of Arkansas will have $3.2 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to use for two projects. The department's Advanced Research Projects Agency is awarding the money to Alan Mantooth for work designed to accelerate the development and deployment of a new class of efficient, lightweight, and reliable power converters. Power converters and other electronic devices condition, control, and convert electrical power to optimize transmission, distribution, and consumption of electricity. The award will fund projects to help reduce the size and complexity of these systems. Arkansas pharmacies will now be able to dispense and administer a life-saving overdose reversal drug without a prescription. Governor Asa Hutchinson announced the creation of Arkansas's Naloxone Standing Protocol along with state health care officials yesterday. The governor says Arkansans suffering an opioid overdose can receive immediate care from pharmacists.
The pharmacist then, based upon a standing protocol and authorization by Dr. Nate Smith as the prescriber of record, allows any pharmacist in Arkansas to dispense naloxone in order to save lives and to protect lives and assure that we're not going to lose those lives that are so precious to us in this state.
The governor says the protocol will be similar to those of immunizations, with the director of the Arkansas Department of Health being the prescribing doctor for every use of the drug. Arkansas is moving into a second phase of a plan to address problems with the state's child welfare system. It was detailed yesterday by the Department of Human Services after the state last year reached a record number of children in foster care. The first phase, unveiled a year ago, called for increasing the number of caseworkers, reducing their caseloads, and using emergency shelters only as a last option. Misha Martin, director of DHS's Division of Children and Family Services, says information shows they're achieving many of their goals.
We've made progress, but there's still a lot of work to do, and we can note that on the bottom of the moving beyond the crisis.
Governor Asa Hutchinson responded to that crisis by unveiling a plan to reduce the growth of children in foster care. DHS Director Cindy Gillespie says since then, she's been meeting with the governor every 2 weeks.
What's going on with child welfare is always part of what we discuss. And we show him the charts. We tell him where everything is. We talk about both what's working and what's not working and the things we're running into. He's been incredibly invested in this and incredibly supportive of us.
A key goal, Gillespie says, is keeping children with safe and appropriate family members and only using emergency shelters as a last resort. She also says more money being made available this year for mental health services, including substance abuse, should help the situation. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals will host Game 2 of the Best of 5 Texas League North Championship Series tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. Last night, the Nats took the first game of the series 3-1. After tonight, the series will shift to Tulsa for the remaining necessary games. The winner of this series will play for the Texas League overall championship next week. And the John Brown University soccer team will host Our Lady of the Lake at 7 in Siloam Springs tonight, while the JBU volleyball team travels to Muskogee to meet Bacone College.